Oh, that's right. It's Meet Me at the Diner with our very special guests that are going to be coming to town for the Blues Cruise this weekend. My first guest is Gary Fan with the Carolina Beggars. And I was just asking him how he got this name.
We're actually begging people to pay us some money while they listen to us playing some music.
Well, I understand, Gary, that you also, do you have a day job?
I do. You know, I think that's what sets us a little bit apart from a lot of the other acts is I'm an electrician, and my partner, Justin, is a car mechanic. And we got together about 3 years ago and just started playing the blues. We were both looking for partners to play the blues with, and he's the harmonica player. I'm the guitar player. We play acoustic blues, and we've been at it for about 3 years now, just having a blast.
Well, you know, that's terrific. Now, you're up there, Greenville, Simpsonville, is that right?
That's right. I'm a native of Greenville, and now I'm in the Simpsonville area, and born and raised here. We get down to Greenwood quite a bit and enjoy the lake down there.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful lake and a beautiful time to be down here. So have you played down here in Greenwood before?
We have not. This is going to be our first time. We are so excited.
Wow. Well, that is great. Well, it looks to me like you are playing at Montague's on Friday night from 8 to 11. And on Saturday, you're playing from 7 to 9 at Buena Vista Cuban Cafe. You'll be rocking it right there on Main Street.
Yes, ma'am. I've heard a lot about the Cuban restaurant there, so I'm really excited about trying that out.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be great. So, when you were growing up, was music totally on your radar, or did you always want to be a guitar player, or what were you
Absolutely.
Thinking?
Absolutely. I tell you a funny story. When I was 15 years old, I got a guitar, and I learned three chords. And I played those same three chords from 15 to 35. Now I'm 38. I've advanced quite a bit over the last few years. And I've always been into the blues and southern rock. Grew up listening to Marshall Tucker, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Lightnin' Hopkins, Sonny Terry, Fred McDowell, Son House, all the blues greats and southern rock greats.
Wow. So three chords for 15 years. That's pretty impressive.
For 15 years. finally realized I had to learn just a couple more.
So that's great. Now, I know you play a lot over in Simpsonville and Greenville. Do you travel any further, or are you pretty much kind of in this area?
Yeah, we stay pretty local. We are starting to branch out a little bit more as people hear us, but we like to keep it local. We're both, as we said before, both got full-time jobs, and we're both got wives and kids and all that going on, so we stay pretty busy.
And nobody's told you can go ahead and give up your day jobs yet, right?
Not yet, but we're working on it.
Any day now, somebody's going to come to you and say, give up those day jobs and go for it, right? Don't you just love
Any
the dream?
Any day now.
Don't you love the dream?
I love it. That's what Justin and I talk about all the time is we had these dreams as teenagers, and here we are close to 40, and we're still living the dream.
Well, let's see. I know I've interviewed Mac Arnold from up in that area several times, and, you know, he was real famous and everything, and then he gave it up, and he had to get talked back into going on the road, and I think he was 60-plus when he started, so there's still hope.
That's right, and we've actually got to open for Mac a couple times up there in the area, and played with J.L. Folks from out of here at a Fountain Inn, and really enjoy playing with those guys.
Well, that's terrific. Now, do you write your own music or do you cover stuff?
We do both. I started out myself as a songwriter, like I said, with those three chords. You can actually write a lot of songs with three chords, I found out. But Justin and I both write, and and play our own music. We're about 50% originals and 50% cover songs.
That's terrific. That's terrific. You know, I think it could probably be really fulfilling as a part-time, shall we say, when you have the stability of that full-time paycheck.
Yes, ma'am.
That's great. That's great. So your partner, he plays the harmonica, is that right?
That's correct. He plays the harmonica. He's been playing harmonica for about 10 years.
Wow. Okay. And then do you have a third guy, Chris? Is he part, Chris Reynolds?
Oh, well, he's no longer with us. Okay. We're just a duo nowadays.
Okay.
We used to have an electric player with us and play electric lead. But, yeah, we're just doing acoustic guitar and the harmonica nowadays.
That's great. All right, so you're coming down here. You're excited. It's going to be a good thing. If you had to describe your music, how would you describe your music?
Well, it's just a laid-back acoustic blues with a good harmonica beat. You know, we found over the years that people, whether they know they like the blues or not, when they start listening to us, we see a lot of toe-tapping and head-bobbing.
Yeah, there you go. I do a Saturday morning show playing classic country and blues, and for years I just did classic country, and now we've added blues to it, and I've had some people say, I don't know why you're playing this blues stuff, Ann. I don't know why you're playing this blues stuff, and eventually they said, you know, Ann, I really like this blues stuff.
That's the same experience we've had. I go, I don't know if we want to hear the blues or not, and after about two or three songs in, that's all they want to listen to.
That's true. And you know what Willie Dixon said? The blues is the roots, the rest is the fruits.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. Well, we picked out to play as a sample of your music, Things I Shouldn't Do. Would that be a good one?
Yes, ma'am. That's an original song we wrote together. Justin wrote the lyrics, and that's one of our most requested songs.
Okay, and does it have more than three chords? That's my question.
Well, yeah.
I just thought I'd ask. Okay. All right. Well, listen, we are going to play that song for you, and we are sure looking forward to having you down here. Have you ever been down here to the Blues Cruise?
Oh, yeah, many a times.
You've been down here. You just haven't ever played before. Okay, so you know
what's correct.
You know what you're coming for then, because there's going to be lots of barbecue, great blues acts. People from all over will be here, and you will have a great time. And it looks like you'll have some time to be able to get over there to the main stage and listen to some of the great people that are going to be here.
We're looking forward to the Adam Goose on the single, so we'll definitely be down there on the main stage looking out for him.
The Blues Doctors?
That's it. Yes, yep. Ma'am. Yep. I believe you interviewed them yesterday.
Yeah, I did interview him yesterday. We had a good time talking on the air, so that's cool. Well, listen, I am looking forward. Let's see, Friday night you're going to be at Montague's. We might get by and see you. We do a blues crawl all over Uptown Greenwood from 7 to 9. So if we can, we'll get down there and stop by and see you. And other than that, good luck. Let's hear his song, their song, Things I Shouldn't Do, right? Things I shouldn't do. Okay, listen, Greg, so nice of you to call in. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous time down here in Greenwood.
Thank you, Ann. Looking forward to it.
All righty. Okay, Andy, take it away with the song, and that should take us into the news. We'll be back.
I need you.
antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now unveiled for the very first time, the antique vintager, the one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the antique vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The antique vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building. Oh, that's right. We are right here in Greenwood, South Carolina, and we have Abby Bryant of Downtown Abby and the Echoes. How you doing today, Abby?
Hi, I'm doing wonderful. Oh, that's great to speak with you.
That's good to speak with you. Now, are you from Charlotte? Is that where you're from originally, or...
I am from basically Charlotte, right outside of Charlotte, in Gastonia is where I was born and raised. But yeah, the band got started in the Charlotte area.
Oh, okay. Now, how long have you had your band?
Our band's been established for just under, or right at 2 years now.
Wow. So what'd you do that, after you graduated from college?
Right. So, well, we got started a little bit during the time that we were in college, right towards the end of senior year when we started playing around in bars. And it just kind of took off from there. And we realized it was something we were crazy about and we had to keep it up. And here we are now.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, so what did you graduate in? Let's see, you went to Appalachian State, correct?
I did, yes.
And what did you graduate?
So I graduated in 2017, and I majored in music therapy at the time, actually.
What did you plan to do with it?
Well, at first I thought I would actually, you know, work as a music therapist and be in a medical setting. And then we kind of all got bitten by the performance bug, if you will. So after that... you know, there was no stopping it, and we realized we had to keep this thing going. So that's when I forewent a traditional job, if you will.
How do your parents feel about this, Abby?
Well, I think at first they were a little bit alarmed, like anybody's parents might be. But I think once they saw it, it working, and we were on the road, and paying our bills and doing our thing. I think once they saw that it had a good trajectory, you know, I think that they became okay with it. Well, or maybe they're still becoming okay with it.
I understand. Now, just for the record, I how did you end up with this name? It sounds kind of like Downton Abbey. I mean, you know, that TV show. But Downtown Abbey and the Echoes, where did that come from?
Yes, so that came from, well, Downtown Abbey was just a nickname for me in college from a friend. And then actually, the Echoes is the part that I love. I took that after a band that my dad was in when he was a kid. He was in a traveling gospel group called Little Todd and the Gospel Echoes. And I wanted to carry on that piece from him, and that's actually where I got the Echoes part.
Yeah, and then you hit your dad up for some money because you were carrying on his name, right?
Well, maybe at first, but we're in a better place now.
Well, it looks like you guys are doing pretty well. You're pretty busy. In fact, it looks to me you're only going to be here for one performance, right?
Correct. And then we move on to, I believe it's Boone and Blowing Rock next. And then we'll on from there, usually about four nights a week we're performing now.
Well, that shows you must be doing something right. So what kind of music do you play? How did you come up with the style and everything?
So we call it, right now we call it soul rock, and it's basically a blend of what we love the most about old school blues and soul and rock and roll, and it's mixed with our own songwriting. So kind of a blend and a fresh take on the past, if you will.
Fresh take on the past, okay. Who was your favorite artist growing up?
Well, I grew up loving Bonnie Raitt and Nora Jones. And Aretha Franklin. I just named three when you asked for a favorite artist.
Oh, that's fine. I guess that's kind of where your music style comes from.
Yes, indeed. So, I grew up being just incredibly inspired by strong women who are amazing vocalists and great instrumentalists too. And I guess that's just where the dream started for me.
Well, I was looking at your website. You certainly have a head of hair, Abby, and it looks like you like to throw that around. I like the pictures.
Thank you. You might notice that our logo is also, I don't know if you've seen the blue-haired image of, it's kind of made to be an abstract image of me, and the artist definitely decided to emphasize the hair there, too.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, how many people in the band? What do they play? Tell us a little bit about your band.
Well, so it started out with just with me on vocals and also as the keys player. And then I had drums, bass, and guitar. So that was four of us. And more recently, we've added a keyboard player so that often I'm just able to be right there at the front, interacting and singing, and it really frees me up. You know, as much as I love to play the keys too, it frees me up to sing and not be just behind the keyboard the whole time. So yeah, now we're becoming a five piece, and it's wonderful. I like where I see it headed.
What's the best part about the whole experience, Abby?
One of my favorite parts is how people that you might not otherwise know well or interact with that often become family. I mean, you kind of have this own little working unit of people that you spend just a ridiculous amount of time with. And you get to know people in a special way through that. Like nobody else. And that's a really cool thing to bond that much with others, and then just to get to sing their own song and to put your words and your thoughts out into the world and have other people listening and resonating with that is just a really powerful thing.
Have you ever done something that people just said, "Nah, Abby, that's not it. I don't think you should play that anymore"?
Not yet. But we'll see. You never know. I think I see that in artists as they change and their style evolve. Right now we're still in our new stages. So I would, you can't please everybody. So one day we'll run into people who have other ideas. But right now I think with us getting us off the ground and not finding our sound and as young as we are, we haven't run into a lot of that just yet.
Well, I'm on the radio every day, and every once in a while I bust out into a rap song and everything, and I've had people call and tell me I shouldn't sing, so I just wondered if you'd had that experience. Yeah,
I've not had that experience, but that's wonderful that you're busting out into rap songs. I love to see people embracing who they are, and certainly, I mean, I think that, maybe nobody said it to my face yet, but there are always going to be people that don't like what you do or disagree. We keep on keeping on because that's who we are,
Absolutely. Now, we wanted to close you out with one of your songs we had chosen, New Morning. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Awesome.
What can you tell us about that song before I let you go?
That was one of the first songs we wrote as a band, actually. I think that was one of the very first. Our guitar player had brought that one to us. And that was the first song that really stuck with us and gave me the thought that, okay, we'll start writing and put this out into the world and see what happens. So I guess as you hear that song, you can think about it being our very first attempt at songwriting in a way, and our very first time thinking that this was us as, you know, college seniors.
Well, that's
just
great.
Just being like, okay, we'll do this thing. So, yeah, and, you know, that's our EP that we first put out, and I want everybody to know to stay tuned. We're going to make our very first full-length album this fall. We're going to be tracking that as well. Something we're really excited about.
Well, that's great. Well, we have Abby Bryant on the phone with us right now. Abby Bryant of Downtown Abby and the Echoes. We are going to be here on Thursday evening from 8 to 11 at Howard's. You'll have a blast there. It's going to be packed, and you will be having a great time. And I want to thank you for calling me this afternoon. And you have a good one. We're going to play your song.
Thank you, Ann. Have a good day. And thank you so much to everybody who's listening.
All right, sounds great. All right, take it away, Andy.
I think you better stay for a little while, 'cause I gotta keep moving. I don't know what to say, baby, really dug your style. But my ticket is by the phone. I know that one new morning, everything is gonna be okay. Ooh, baby, I can hear that whistle blowing. Stay through the cold of the
The South Carolina Education Lottery offers all kinds of games, and we do mean games. After all, it's no game when it comes time to pay your power bill, your rent, or your mortgage. Remember, lottery games are played for fun, and they're never more important than family, friends, or work. So if playing stops being fun, make a free anonymous call to 877-452-5155 or visit playresponsiblysc.com. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
Well, there we go. We have just heard Abby Bryant of Downtown Abby and the Echoes, New Morning. And we keep it rolling right here, right now with Doug Deming and the Jewel Tones. I think we have Doug on the line with us. How you doing today, Doug?
Great, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, you know, you are coming down here to Greenwood. Have you been here before?
I've not been to Greenwood, no, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you are going to be having an excellent, excellent time. Now, where do you live?
I live in Bradenton, Florida. I'm on the west coast, just south of Tampa.
Okay, so you do a lot of traveling around, because are you in Rochester, New York?
I certainly am.
Okay. That's a lot of traveling.
It sure is. I tell you, the van's got a lot of miles on it.
So, how long have you been doing this, Doug?
Oh, most of my life. I've been playing professionally for, 27, 28 years, and I've been touring about 20 of those.
Wow. So, how did you get started in this crazy business?
Just, you know, honest truth, just a love of music. I heard blues music when I was, you know, still relatively young, and it consumed me, and I've been trying to learn how to properly play it my whole life, and it's a never-ending quest. And, you know, the more you push, and you start with playing with your buddies around, you know, your home area, and then things get more, stakes get higher, and you start playing with professionals, and you know, it just, things grow, and before you know it, it's time to start playing regionally, and then touring nationally, and then internationally. It just, the whole thing just kind of snowballs.
Well, I think that's terrific. But what did you want to be growing up? Had you always had an interest in music, or did just something change and then you got into music?
You know, I mean, as a small kid, I probably just wanted to be a baseball player. as I got into my, you know, my teen years, my love for music, you know, started to take me over. But I still, you know, I grew up in a pretty, you know, pretty typical suburban white bread, you know, neighborhood. And I didn't know any musicians, none, zero. And I didn't know you could make a living playing music. I thought, you know, and my ignorance from my upbringing told me that there was rock stars that made millions of dollars, and then there was guys that played in their basement, and I didn't know there was anything in between. I didn't know you could be a professional musician and make a living and you know, not have to be a rock star. And, you know, as I grew and learned and, you know, keeping one foot in the, shall I say, the regular job world, I went to school for nursing, and went through 4 years of that. And at that point, at that stage of the game, I've been playing gigs around my hometown of Detroit. And, I knew you could make a living playing music and, you know, on a level that's, you know, attainable. And, you know, as much as I respect people in the nursing field, it just it wasn't for me. I needed to play music, and so, you know, sometime in my mid-20s I made that choice that was going to be my full-time career, and I've been chasing it ever since.
That's great. So you travel all the time? Is that pretty much what you do?
Not just travel. No, I'm very fortunate. You know, like I said, I grew up in, and all my formative musical years were spent in Detroit, and I've been in Florida about 10 years now. And I'm very fortunate to live in an area where I can work a lot at home. And, you know, being in an area, a quote-unquote resort area, an area where people, you know, spend their winters. There's really no reason for us to travel in the you know, the colder months, because you know, half the world comes to you know, spend it in our neighborhood.
That's true.
So we basically just travel, you know, what's referred to as touring season, you know, festival season.
Yeah.
May through October, and then the rest of the time we're, you know, working regularly, you know, around the state of Florida.
That's great. Now, how would you describe your music, Doug?
Oh, I would describe it as a traditional mix of all the American musics. We're a blues band, but to me, what blues is a mixture of all the traditional American musics. You're going to hear Chicago blues. You're going to hear Gulf Coast R&B. You're going to hear West Coast swing. You're going to hear some jazz. You know, just a great mix of traditional American music.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, who else is in with Doug Deming and the Jewel? Who are the Jewels?
The Jewel Tones. They are Andrew Goman on upright and center bass, and Zach Pomerleau on drums, and we've got a couple different guys we use on saxophone, depending on the trip, and we'll be a trio on this particular leg of the trip. So it'll just be the three of us.
Well, that is terrific. Now, where are you playing? Let's see. Saturday looks like you're playing at the Mill House from 9
yes.
to midnight, right? That's Saturday. Mm-hmm. Where else are you playing?
I think we're playing Friday also, and I don't have the schedule in front of me.
You're playing Friday. Okay, let's see where else you are playing. You will really like it down there at the Mill House. They have craft beer. They do their own beer right there on premise. So that's a pretty cool thing that you'll be able to be part of there. And here we go.
Yeah, I heard great things about it.
Yep. Doug Deming and the Jewel Tones will be playing 6:30 to 8 on Saturday on the main stage. So that'll be nice, too.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great weekend.
And it is, and it'll give you a great opportunity. You'll have some time to be able to get out there and eat some barbecue and hear some other acts and see what's going on right here in Greenwood. So,
looking forward to it.
We picked out a song that we thought might be appropriate. We picked out Hold On. How's that one?
Perfect.
Perfect. Is there anything you want to tell us about that one before I let you go?
Sure. That's an original tune and a bit of a departure for me and the style we normally go for. It leans a little more on the R&B side, you know, maybe a little more 60s influence, whereas most of our influence is probably more 40s, 50s. And that particular song, my wife wrote a bunch of those lyrics. And she's not really a songwriter or a musician, but she jotted down a whole bunch of lyrics one day and passed them to me. She said, I don't know if these are any good, but maybe you can use them. And they sat on my desk for I don't know how many months. And one day I looked at them, and this song just kind of came together.
Yeah, you said, you can't really write anything, honey. I'll set it aside. Thanks. Well, that's pretty cool.
Well,
I'm looking forward to hearing this song. We're looking forward to you being with us here in Greenwood. Thanks so much for coming on the air, and I hope you have a great time here in Greenwood at the Blues Festival and Festival of Discovery.
Thank you very much, and look forward to seeing everybody.
All right. Be safe when you get here all together in one piece. We'll look forward to seeing you. We're going to play Hold On by Doug Deming and the Jewel Tones. Well, that'll take us through the top of the hour. We'll join the news, and then we have another guest. I think it's Norman Taylor. So stay tuned right here on WCRS. Andy, take it away.
You better stay for a little while, 'cause I gotta keep moving on. I don't know what to say, babe, I really dug your style, but my ticket is by the phone. I know that one new morning
We all know that predicting summer storms is tricky at best. At Frank's Car Wash and Rapid Lube, we've tilted the odds in favor of our customers. If your vehicle is dirty and the sky is blue, but the forecast calls for a chance of storms, come on in to Frank's and let our courteous professional staff wash your vehicle anyway. You'll leave happy in a clean car, and if a storm does pop up, you can come back the next business day with your paid receipt and have your vehicle washed again for free. We're Frank's Car Wash and Rapid Lube, located at 432 Calhoun Avenue in Greenwood.
Oh, that's right. We've got another artist coming up in just a minute. How are you enjoying the show today? Boy, we've got some great artists. And this is what it's all about, being uptown Greenwood, enjoying the music, enjoying the barbecue. I think the other day I heard there were 92 barbecue artists, barbecue cookers, artisans that will be here. You'll be able to buy barbecue from Thursday lunch through Saturday night. And they're also, of course, going to be doing the Kids Q. That will be going for ages 6 to 15. That is Friday night. That's going to be a whole lot of fun, too. So I hope you're going to be able to be part of that. We are looking forward to going down there and talking and taking some pictures of the kids. We'll be on our blues cruise Friday night as we go all over Uptown Greenwood, talking music, talking to people, playing music. Andy will be on the board playing the music, and I'll be talking to people, and it's just going to be fun. So I certainly hope that you will be able to join us on this tour Friday night, 7 to 9. By the way, I got to say, I have been blown away, and so has Jeff, because our show that we did last Saturday night, just as a whim, I said, well, we'll just go on the air and play a little music and talk. It was from 10 to 12 midnight, and people, I've been so nice and said so many nice things about it. We really appreciate it. So who knows? We might try it again, folks. It was fun. We gave away some car washes. We actually didn't think anybody would call in, and people called in and requested songs and talked about it and won car washes, and it was great from Frank's Car Wash. So I just want to say it was it was fun, and we sure appreciate all the positive reinforcements. We already have our show set up for who we're going to play this week. It's going to be dynamic and exciting, and I can't remember who's coming on. So we won't talk about that right now, but it's going to be a good show. Oh, Skeeter Davis, Lefty Frizzell. I think Jeff thought we ought to throw in a little Lena Horne. And I can't remember. There's a third artist, and I cannot remember who it is at this moment. But it's going to be another good show on Saturday morning, starting about 9:30 to 12:30. Tune in and be with us on the show. It'll be a lot of fun. All right. Well, it looks like we may have our next guest on the air with us. It is going to be, I hope, Norman Taylor. That's who I hope is going to be with us here today. So let's see if Andy can get him situated, and we'll be talking to Norman Taylor. He is quite a musician in his own right. He's sent us a song that we're going to play that is his new song that he's going to be on, a CD they're getting ready to do.
Norman, are you there?
Yep, I have you here. How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing, Norman Taylor?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you at today?
Well, right now, I'm driving down toward Atlantic City. I have a gig where I'm opening for Anika Chambers. She's I think, a Blues Music Award winner in the soul blues category.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm heading down there on the road. So I was trying to dial in everything. It was a little tricky, but I got it. So I'm glad.
Well, we're glad to have you with you. Now, you, of course, are no stranger to Greenwood.
No, not at all. Yeah, I feel like this is my fourth or fifth time down there.
Well, you must be doing something right, Norman.
Yeah, I hope so.
When you get called back, you know that's a good sign, right? You've been back four times. If that's right, you really are doing something right. So we are looking forward to having you here. Now, let's see. Looks to me like Thursday night you are at Montague's from 8 to 11. Friday, you are working a lot. 11 to 2 at Southern Soul Cafe on Main Street. Then Friday night, you're at Buena Vista Cuban Cafe from 7 to 9. And then for one more time on Saturday, 11 to 11:45 on the main stage. Is that about right?
That's right. That's all of them.
That's all of them. So how's this last year been for you?
It's been pretty good. I worked on a new album. It's mostly a lot of solo acoustic stuff, with a few things, you know, with other people in it, but not a band album like my last one was. A little more of a band album.
Okay. And how would you describe your music, Norman, to somebody that possibly didn't hear you?
I guess the way I describe myself is I'm kind of like modern acoustic blues, maybe a little bit of acoustic soul, too. So if you think of people like Kev Moe or Eric Bibb on the blues side of things, and then maybe on the soul side of things, like, Bill Withers, I guess.
Okay.
Although I don't sound like any of them, so I'm just trying to give you a ballpark.
Sure. But that is great. Now, you know, I'm always one to ask about your past, and you don't have to tell us the things you're ashamed of. But when you were growing up, what did you want to be?
Oh, wow. I had different things. I think I wanted to be a police officer for a while.
Okay.
What else? I'm trying to think. I think it was mostly a cop. I wanted to be a cop and a musician. Yeah, you know, like that's the dream when you're in school. You're in high school playing. You want to be a rock musician or something, you know. So I just did it with blues music and acoustic blues music, which, you know, I found pretty late in life. I was playing mostly electric guitar, rock, and R&B stuff. And the acoustic blues music came kind of late. So there you go.
Well, now that this is – how long have you been doing this now, Norman?
Wow. This particular leg of music, I want to say since about 2000, oh God, 2004 or five. Yeah.
That's a pretty long time.
Yeah. I mean, I played music much longer than that, but as far as doing what I'm doing now, I would say that's a good ballpark to be in. Yeah.
Yeah. So, as you travel around, how do you find the what you do? What's the response? I mean, do you think that the acoustical blues is getting a good response? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think that it's a different take on the blues. A lot of people, particularly up north, don't know it as well. They think of blues, they think of more of the Chicago sound, electric blues stuff, people like B.B. King, people like that. I mean, I think Kev Moe is probably the most famous, but he's not really all music blues. He's an electric player as well, you know. So the country blues or acoustic blues or blues or not place.
Well, you you know, because I think it's so important to keep all these genres of music alive. And, you know, they get certain styles of music get played all the time on the radio. We try to play some of the older music and everything to help keep the blues and classic country alive. So I think it is interesting to see how the response is out there in the world. Whenever we play some of the old blues, people like, oh, wow, I didn't know there was music like that.
I know, right? Well, you know, it's funny because when I was a kid, Leon Redbone, even though he wasn't really a blues player, he just passed recently, which made me think about him. He was the first person I heard to play the Tin Pan Alley stuff the way he played. And then, don't you know, one of my first openers, I opened up for Chris Smithers, and he walked in the club and sat down right in front of me and listened to me play. So that was like real, really crazy thing because I'd seen him on Saturday Night Live when I was a kid, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, listen, we are going to look forward to hearing you play. Let's see, where are you playing Friday night? Where are you going to be?
Monica, I think, yeah, right? Yeah, Monica.
Well, Friday night you're going to be at Buena Vista Cuban Cafe. Okay. We're going to be doing a blues crawl live on the radio, so you'll be right on our radar. We'll stop in and see you. How about that?
Nice. It'll be good to see you again.
That sounds great. Now, we're going to play your song, Sing Your Blues, Live Your Life. That's a message song.
Yeah. I feel like with all the stuff that's going on today, we have to fight our battles and what we believe in, but at the end of the day, you know, you still got to live your life, you know, and you have to, you don't have to do anything, but I mean, you know, you can have a way to shine. And so this album particularly is kind of based on a lot of the things that are going on, and then, but not directly, nothing's direct. Everything is sort of implied, and then you can read into it what you want. Like, I even covered a Tom Petty song, you know, I Won't Back Down, and I did it in a very kind of slower acoustic way, you know, because I felt like the song had a message to it. And, maybe Tom Petty didn't even write it for that, but I heard it like that, you know.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to hearing it. I heard a little bit of it. I want to hear the whole thing. And I want to thank you for calling in this afternoon. You be safe out there, because I guess, are you driving down here to Greenwood?
Well, yeah, I'll be driving down there, tomorrow night, you know. So, yep, I will be.
Well, you be safe out there. We'll look forward to seeing you Friday night at the Buena Vista Cuban Cafe. Of course, you're playing at several different places. Montague's on Thursday, Southern Soul at lunchtime, Buena Vista Friday night, and Saturday on the main stage from 11 to 11:45. Thank you so much, for Norman, for calling in today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Andy, take it away, and we'll get our next guest ready to go, which is going to be Randall Bramlett. But this is Norman Taylor, Sing Your Blues, Live Your Life.
Sometimes when you're down, you think all love's around. free.
Antique Vintager has arrived at 637 Durst Avenue East in Greenwood, South Carolina. How can you reach such a wizard? Just by calling 864-229-6613. Make your appointment today at The Antique Vintager. And don't forget to check out his new website, The Antique Vintager Emporium. Simply amazing! Oh, that was nice. That was Sing Your Blues, Live Your Life. My blues, I'm down and out. I'm on the radio and having a blast. That's right. Hey, I am right here with Randall Bramlett. And Randall, how are you doing today?
How's it going, Ann?
It's going okay.
What's going on over there?
I'm doing okay. Just trying to keep from being blue and being in a good mood, because we got so much good music here. It just drives me crazy every time I start hearing all this good music.
Oh, Lord, don't let it do that.
Oh, it does. It
does. We're going to have a big time.
We are going to have a big time. Have you ever been here for the Blues Cruise Festival of Discovery here in Greenwood?
Well, I have played in the Outdoor City Fest there. I don't know if it was that one or not,
but okay.
We have played there before.
Okay. So you kind of know what you're getting into here. It's going to be huge crowds and lots of good music, lots of good food. And let's see, where are you from?
I am from Athens, Georgia.
Oh, so you're just across the line here.
Not too far, yeah, not too far. I grew up in South Georgia, and actually, but I've lived in Athens most of my life.
The only thing I have to say about South Georgia is when you should get down into South Georgia, it's real hard to get out of Georgia.
yeah, it's too big.
I mean, it's just a long distance. Yeah, that's right. Anywho.
The swamp holds you down there.
It does. It seems like you can drive forever, and there's not much stuff on the road when you're driving through there. It can be kind of lonely. But
yeah.
How did you get into the blues, or is what the type of music that we're talking about here? I love your song, by the way, Garbage Man. I just got to tell you, we're going to play that one in a few minutes. But
oh, cool.
Yeah. But I
grew up playing in a kind of soul band when I was in high school, and kept playing all the way, until I started writing my own songs and getting record deals and playing with various artists like Greg Allman and Steve Winwood and Levon Helm. And so I've always been involved with that kind of blues rock.
Well, that's pretty cool. I saw where you toured with Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, we played with Bonnie a good bit, because when she's done some of my songs, and then we go out on the road with her some when she's doing those songs. So she's great. We love playing with her.
How does that make you feel to have somebody like Bonnie Raitt singing your songs?
Fantastic. And
okay.
She is just a sweet girl, She's supportive and loving, and plus her voice and her playing just gets better and better. She's like an American icon now. So it's great. I had the Blind Boys of Alabama cut a song of mine, and it was the title song of their last record. That was a real thrill, too, just to have an old gospel group cut a song that I wrote for them. I've been playing some with them and Mark Cohn. They've been doing shows together. And it is a thrill to play behind a gospel group like that.
Wow. Well, that is so neat to be able to do this. Now, when you were growing up, did you ever think you'd be doing this?
No, not for a living, no. Not the rest of my life. I was just having fun playing cover songs, playing old Temptations and Four Tops and stuff like that.
Okay.
I didn't think it wasn't until I started writing songs when I was in college, I started writing it at the end of college, and I started recording, and then that's when I started realizing, man, maybe I could make a record, and maybe I could actually do this, and that's what I really want to do. So it wasn't until I started writing songs. If I wasn't a songwriter, I probably wouldn't be in the business.
Well, what did you go to college for?
I thought I was going to be some kind of scientist, like a biochemist or something, but I realized pretty quick that I wasn't as smart as I thought I was. And so I ended up in religion and psychology, which I liked a lot, and I still use a lot of that kind of stuff when I'm songwriting. But I really didn't know what the heck I was doing anyway. I was just going because that's what you did when you got out of high school, if you could.
Sure. So where did you go to school?
North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill. Party school now. I went to UNCG, and we used to go to Chapel Hill all the time.
Oh, yeah. I used to run around with some girls from UNCG, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that was a long time ago, long time ago.
I know. But
it was my beautiful time of life to me.
Yeah.
Just being free and, you know, just playing music, listening to a lot of music. A lot of groups came through Chapel Hill, you know, just like they did Greensboro.
Yeah.
So a lot of big groups.
That's true. So what do you think, what does it take to write a song? I mean, what do you go through when you're writing a song?
Well, everybody's different, but I try to be consistent and go down to my studio and just have some ideas to work with lyrically first, and then I might turn on some drum loops or some atmospheric loops and play around with guitar or keyboards and just see if I can sing something with the lyric idea that I have. Sometimes it's the title, sometimes it's just a feeling or vignette or just a little bit of something to get me going. And once I get that seed of a song going, I can usually fill it out. So it takes some kind of seed, some kind of idea, inspiration, something that gets the spark going.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, well, I mean,
people are different.
Yeah, sometimes I know I talk to people, and you know, sometimes it comes real easy, and you can put those lyrics together real quick, and then the other takes a while, and then sometimes people have the lyrics, and I mean, they have the other, and then they have to struggle to do the lyrics. So that's why I was wondering.
Yeah, it's harder to get to me. It's much harder to not have lyrics, and you're trying to fit lyrics to music, and it's better to have an inspirational idea or some phrase or something to work with, because the music part's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Can be, anyway. But it's easy to get blocked, and it's best to just not be too critical and just get it going, get the pump primed, and get some stuff out there. Once you start getting stuff out there, it's like stuff starts coming. But if you don't ever try and wait for it, if you just wait for inspiration, that could be a long wait sometimes.
That's true. You could starve to death. That's what you're saying here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you just wait around. So it's best to suit up and show up and, you know, just try to get something going.
Now, you are a duo here. Who is your duo partner here?
Nick Johnson, one of the great young guitar players from Boston. He moved to Atlanta a few years ago to work with Jimmy Herring. He's played with Colonel Bruce Hampton for a long time, and that's where I picked him up from the Colonel, and he's been with me about 7 years, I think. Just a fantastic player. He's a virtuoso guy.
Well, that is too cool. Well, we are going to have to finish up here in just a second. I was just looking at where you are playing. Looks like on Friday from noon to 1, you are on the CenturyLink main stage. Thursday night, you are going to be at a great venue, the Inn on the Square, from 7 to 10. Are you playing any other night or those two nights? Have I got it? Or
Just those two, and then noon on Friday, I guess. I mean, yeah, Thursday night and Friday at noon.
Okay. All right. Well, that is too cool. We will look forward to seeing you. Tell me the inspiration before I let you go on, let's see, what's the song? Garbage Man. I love this song. Garbage Man. What's the inspiration? Oh, yeah.
Well, it comes from thinking about growing up in a little town like I grew up in and running around and just, you know, getting in trouble, running around with in the swamps and messing around. And then the garbage man is the, you know, is the guy who has to work for a living. And he's, you know, it's just a juxtaposing those two life things. And the garbage man is solid working man. He's trying to tell me to go back, you know, stay in school and stuff like that. And I'm just running around getting in trouble. It's just a fun song.
It is a fun song, and that's why I wanted to play it. I hope that was a good choice for this evening.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Randall, for giving us a call, and I look forward to meeting you. We're going to be out running around doing interviews, talking to people, so hopefully I'll be able to run into
yeah.
you.
I'd love to meet you in person.
All right. Thank you so much, Randall.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. You
Appreciate
are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. We are going to finish up with his song, Garbage Man. That's right, Garbage Man. Where would we be without the garbage people? And let me just say this. One of the things that I do a big shout out to is for the sanitation and CPW and all the guys that are out there, guys and gals, that are out there making sure our festival is clean and presentable at all times. And after the festival is over, by lunchtime on Sunday, probably you won't even be able to tell that a festival had been here. That's how quick and clean and efficient they are. So kudos to them. Hey, I am Ann Eller. This is WCRS. Let's take it away with Randall Bramlett and Garbage Man.
Zigzag with my baby through the parking lot. Jump the churchyard fence, down the alley with the old trash cans. Me and my baby waiting on the garbage man. Hey man, hey man, what you doing with all that junk? You know I clean up everybody's mess, can take it to the county dump. Hey man, hey man, what happens then? You know I get up in the morning and do it all over again, yeah. Waiting in the ditches, down by the railroad tracks. Make a plywood bridge over the swamp out back. Tadpoles growing legs, did you ever see such a thing? Love is such a mystery, you know it makes me want to sing. Come on. Hey man, hey man, what you doing with all that junk? You know I clean up everybody's mess, take it to the county dump. Hey boy, hey boy, you know you ought to stay in school. You and that girl, y'all like to break the rules. I went down to the river and got lost one time. Waiting round in circles, but I didn't mind. I'm gone, but you know I'm gonna be alright. I'm all prayed up and I'm satisfied, gonna see my baby tonight. Yeah. Hey man, what you doing with all that junk? You know I clean up your mess and take it to the county dump. Hey boy, you ought to stay in school.
You know, you and that girl looked like y'all was born to break the rules. Hey, man, hey, man, what you doing with all that junk? Can we ride with you down to the county?